Winter storm warning. Good morning. 00 hours. Snow. 29 degrees. Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning.
Good morning. 0100 hours. Snow. 29 degrees.
Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning.
Good morning. 0200 hours. Snow. 29 degrees.
Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning.
Good morning. 0300 hours. Snow. 30 degrees.
Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement.
Good morning. 0400 hours. Snow. 32 degrees.
Winter storm warning. Special weather statement.
Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0500 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Winter storm warning. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Winter storm warning. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Thank you. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Winter storm warning. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny, 30 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 31 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.
Good evening, this is Matt, WSAQ with the ULM Sunday Night Net. This happens every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on the WUM repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I will first take check-ins from mobile short time. Mobile portable and short time stations, then from Echolink stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile portable or short time stations we can check into the UFM Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
This is November 8th, Sierra Bravoletto. Dave, pedestrian mobile, out here trying to get all the stuff off the sidewalk and the corner and driveway that the snow plows just plowed the end of.
Go ahead, Dave.
I had the snowblower out this afternoon, around just before lunchtime, and had everything all cleaned up nice, and then they just came through the neighborhood with the trucks, and it's all heavy, wet, slushy stuff, and they just filled in the driveway, and we're on a corner, so we have two cross roads, cross links here, sidewalk crossings, and they filled those in. And so I'm out here getting it done before it freezes solid like a rock.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that. I'm someone who rides my bike on the sidewalk a lot when I was here. Really a big pain when they leave a big berm of spot snow from the plow in the middle of the sidewalk, which I'm pretty sure the property owners are responsible for improving. But usually if I have to actually stop to get over one of them, I like to take a path through it and stop there, so at least in the next few days we'll be able to ride through it. That's kind of a problem when people don't remove those. And I it was like very wet and heavy snow. It was only like maybe about 2 inches by the time I got out there with the snowblower, but it had started out as like 4 or 5 inches, and it just kind of melted and compressed down. In fact, if I stopped too long and didn't move any snow through the machine, it like plugged up in the chute for a little while and had to until it kind of built up some more snow and pressure and kind of pushed a chunk of ice out of it, and then I kept moving along. Any other short, mobile, portable, or short-time stations? Are there any Echolink stations for the UofM Sunday Night Net? Nothing heard. Any and all stations for the UofM Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
It's Mike Oscar Sierra. Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, John.
28 Tango Oscar, done.
I've got a CDOS and ETCO and some station that's ending zero, but I think the rest of it's cut off. Can you wait a second if you see it before you keep your call sign? Go ahead and try again the first station.
Whiskey 8, Mike Oscar Sierra, Frederick.
W8MOS, got it. Anyone else for the U of M Sunday area?
K8BZJ, Smo.
K8BZJ, guess I'll go ahead and get started. WMOS, I got responded by OIS, go ahead, I can just Frederick.
I just finished my dinner at Berkeley and now I'm walking home on North Campus. Pretty cold. I'm on my winter boots, just avoiding to slip on ice, which is hard. Anyway, the semester's almost over. It's been quite a while since I last checked into this net, mostly because I was busy. It's gonna be better. I had a great Thanksgiving break, made some food, and I slept in today, which is great. Back to you, Whiskey 8, Mike Oscar Sierra.
Alright, thanks. I kind of put stuff off over the last kind of day after Thanksgiving and yesterday. So now I kind of have a bunch of projects I need to finish up today, like putting the snow tires on my bike and a few other things, some laundry and things like that. Let's see, up next is KB8 ORS, and you'll be followed by CO. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Matt. KB8 ORS. Yeah, not much to report. Things have been quiet, obviously. Had a nice holiday weekend with the family. Radio Club, I think December is going to be a pretty quiet month. Certainly, the repair group will probably get together on Tuesday, but I don't believe there's any meetings this month because of the semester. At the end of the semester, the finals going on, so I suspect the activity will be pretty quiet for January. Thank you, Matt. KBHOIS.
I took a picture of the regenerative receiver that we built like about 10 years ago, and I wanted to, in a meeting, do post a picture of that to the soldering Slack group so that they can see how that was done, but keep forgetting when I'm actually near the computer. Something else I was going to say too, I think I completely lost it. Anyhow, maybe I'll think of it one last time. Go ahead, ACTO.
Matt, ACTO, John. Not a huge amount new. I've actually had some time over the holiday weekend to get on the radio, most of my usual FT8, and made a few contacts. Haven't had anything confirmed yet. Got a bit sidetracked. My electric car seems to be acting up. It was first giving some error messages and now won't even power up, even though I know it's well charged. It's like 3/4 full. So some kind of electronics issue. So I'm going to have to call the dealer when they open in the morning and try to sort that out. Not a whole lot else new from me. I guess I'll just listen on out. ACTO.
Thanks, Greg. Good luck with your car. Certainly sounds like maybe some sort of weird firmware problem. But anyhow. And I remember the other thing I was going to say is I watched Buell's presentation at the last meeting, and you know, when he was doing the stuff with the mixer, you know, it was like, someone probably should have explained that, you know, that's how the offset attenuator for a fox hunting works. You know, that's basically what that is doing when, you know, we're trying to explain to them how to use that in like 15 minutes, in like a couple minutes before we went out for the fox hunt. But it would be good if someone could give a talk on that. And I'm good at doing it. I'm not good at explaining to people. And maybe the thing to do is just go out, you know, maybe put one of the foxes out and take everyone as a group and just kind of show them how to find that one and then somewhere nearby and then go find the second one, and I rehide that somewhere else, rehide that first one or something like that. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the list. It's KUZK. This is WFSU with the U of M Sunday Night X. Go ahead, Mo.
This is KUZK. Not much going on in radio or in my personal life. Just enjoyed a nice icy weekend off, and looking forward to the start of the week. With that, back to that.
Watched several hours of the next just four new episodes of Stranger Things and watched the film last night, but now that means I've got stuff I need to do today. Anyone else with anyone else with the U of M Sunday Night Guys? Please call now. Nothing here. It looks like we had six check-ins of net control, time of 10 minutes. Thanks to the U of M Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater, and thanks to everyone that checked in. This is WFAU. I'm clearing CSY to the RCNet.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 26 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 28 degrees. Thank you. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 27 degrees.